Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Spiritual Connections Radio. Tonight we have In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. And we have a beautiful song that's just queuing up. Of course, it had a little bit of lead time on it, so I'm just waiting for it to chime in. And I just want to let you know that if you want to find out more about this show and other shows, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. You can also go to Dr. Connie's website, which is drconniesays.com, and find out more about her services and the different things that she offers. And I don't know, Dr. Connie, we have this beautiful song, but it doesn't seem to be playing. There must be some commercial lead time on it.
Okay.
So I'll let you start talking for a second and see if the music chimes in over the top of you.
Oh, okay. That should be exciting. I guess I'll know when somebody starts singing, right?
Yep.
Alrighty. Welcome. I am so honored to be with you at this time of the year for a blessed Christmas season. And my deepest wishes for each of you to have the best holiday that you have ever had. I have something that I would like to share with you. I grew up listening to Paul Harvey. And he has, every Christmas at noon, he would read this story. They don't know who the author is. I heard Paul Harvey say that he spent years trying to find who wrote this. And he finally came up with that there are some writings that just you don't need to know who the author is. So I want to share this, and then I want to get into something a little deeper with you. And it says, "Now the man to whom I'm going to introduce you was not a Scrooge. He was a kind, decent, mostly good man, generous to his family, upright in his dealings with other men, but he just didn't believe all the incarnation stuff which the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just didn't make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. He just couldn't swallow the story about God coming to earth as a man. I'm truly sorry to distress you, he told his wife, but I'm not going to church with you this Christmas Eve. He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, like he'd much rather just stay at home, but that he would wait up for them. So he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier, and then he went back to his fireside chair and began to read his newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound, then another, and then another, sort of a thump or a thud. At first, he thought someone must be throwing snowballs against his living room window, but when he went to the front door to investigate, he found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow. They had been caught in the storm, and in a desperate search for shelter, had tried to fly through his large landscape window. Well, he couldn't let the poor creatures lie there and freeze, so he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter, if he could direct the birds to it. Quickly, he put on a coat and galoshes, tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. He opened the doors wide and turned on the light, but the birds did not come. He figured food would entice them. So he hurried back to the house, fetched breadcrumbs, sprinkled them on the snow, making a trail, the yellow lighted, wide-open door to the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around, waving his arms. Instead, they scattered in every direction except the warm, lighted barn. Then he realized that they were afraid of him. To them, he reasoned, I am a strange and terrifying creature. If only I could let them know that they can trust me, that I am not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? Because any move he made tended to frighten them, confuse them. They would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. If only I could be a bird, he thought to himself, and mingle with them and speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the way to the safe, warm, barn. But I would have to be one of them, so they could hear and see and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears above the sounds of the wind. He stood there listening to the bells. Listening to the bells, feeling the glad tidings of Christmas. And he sank to his knees in the snow. So tonight I want to talk about the gift. And for many Christians, the gift that many Christians believe is the gift of Jesus. But my understanding of what the angels are telling me for this Christmas season is that you are the gift. Just as the man wanted to save the birds, so you are called to touch your part of the world. Now you may ask, what can I do? How can I? And my response to you could be, how can you not? If you truly claim who you are, if you declare it, and if you dare to dream. In order to make a difference, in order to be the gift, in order to touch your part of the world and make a difference to those people that the universe is going to put into your life, you have to live, you have to find, you have to declare your destiny. And if you don't know what your destiny is, then just follow your heart. Follow that thing that makes your heart sing. Follow that dream that you, the thing that has tugged at your heart and tugged at your mind and tugged at your soul for maybe all of your life. And the beautiful thing is, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have all your I's dotted, all your T's crossed. You don't have to have all your ducks in a row. You don't have to have all the answers. When God called Moses to stand before the most powerful man in the world, to stand before Pharaoh, Moses said, I cannot do it, Lord, because I stutter. Let my brother Aaron speak, because he speaks more eloquently than I do. But God didn't want Aaron. God wanted and needed Moses and worked through his stuttering And was God made his point very clear to Pharaoh to let his people out of bondage. Some of you may think, I'm not good enough. I haven't had the right breaks. Things just don't come my way. I'm not strong enough or big enough. There's no way that I could fulfill my destiny. Gideon is another man in the Bible who was a great warrior. He was the descendant of the Israelites that were taken out of Egypt by Moses. And they found themselves in another land, and there was another army that was trying to dominate them. So Gideon was thrashing wheat down in a cellar, down in a well, in a hole, so that the armies of the enemy could not come and find him and take his wheat. And the angels were able to find Gideon and call Gideon literally out of this hole that he was in. And when they told Gideon that he was going to be a mighty warrior for God, Gideon said, how can that be? Because in all of the tribes, my family is the least important of all of the tribes, and I'm the youngest in my family. So in the great hierarchy of this particular tribe, Gideon was at the very bottom. Yet, God knew the destiny Gideon was to have. God knew the destiny that Moses was to have and was able to pull them out of their self-imposed limitations so that they could stand in the greatness that they were. So my question for you is, what holds you back? What's your story? Moses stuttered. What physical thing do you have that people would look at you and they would see a physical problem, or they would hear a physical problem? So is the thing that holds you back something that is visual to everybody else because I can physically see it? Or is the thing that holds you back something that's in your mind, something that's in your what you've been told? I'm not good enough. You look good. You look good on the outside. I can't see anything on the outside that would make me think you couldn't fulfill your destiny. But the concern that you have, the problem that you have, the story that you have is in your mind. It's in your spirit. How can I fulfill this? I am the, of all the people, if you lined up all the people from most important to least important, I'm the last in line. When you claim who you are, when you own who you are, when you decide that you are going to dream the dream that God has given you, the destiny that you are to follow, that creates a space around you where you are able to touch the lives of people and do things that you never thought you would do, never thought it was possible. It is not for those that are the most talented, because amazing talent does not mean you will be successful. Amazing talent does not in and of itself mean that you're going to be able to ride the ride all the way till the end to fulfill and see your destiny. Each of us has a destiny. We are not here by accident. We are not a cosmic screw-up. We are not a cosmic joke. We chose to come in at this time. We chose to come into the families. We chose, listen carefully, we chose to come into the circumstances that we have had, do have, and will have. We chose it because we needed it for our own growth, so that we can strengthen ourselves and become the leaders that we are supposed to be. And by leaders, I don't mean that you're going to be standing on the podium in the spotlight, you know, or standing on your soapbox on the corner preaching the word. By living your destiny, it is that thing that makes your heart sing. It is that business that you've always wanted to have. It is that relationship you have always wanted to have. It is having the family you have always wanted to have. And then allowing God to fulfill those dreams in His time and in His way. I always wanted to have twins. I'm a twin. And there's twins that run in my family. And I thought it would be very cool to have twins. So I asked God. And pregnancy number one, no. Pregnancy number two, no. Pregnancy number three, no. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to have my prayer answered. I'm not going to have twins. And then 5 months after my youngest daughter was born, we adopted a little girl. The same age, same grade in school, same everything. So my prayer was answered. I do have the twins I always wanted. It just wasn't in the way that I thought it was going to be. So if you will allow the universe, in the universe's time, and in the universe's way, to give you the desires of your heart, then you will find that you are able to reach more people because you are standing in the genuine person that you are. It's like stepping into that perfect fit. It's like stepping into the clothes that were custom made for you. And when I don't stand in who I really am, it's like wearing a jacket that's too small. The spirit in me is just kind of always squirming a little bit, and always trying to, you know, get that fit right, and always trying to see if I could pull the sleeves down or move the shoulders so they could be a little wider, or it just doesn't fit right. And my spirit, the essence of who I am, kind of has this little wiggle to it. It's not comfortable. But when I stand in my essence of who I am, as I am waiting in faith for the desires of my heart to be manifested, it is like standing in a suit that fits. And because I am relaxed in my faith, I have an essence around me that draws people to me. I have an essence around me that people want to know, how is it that you can have this faith? And I find that the struggles that I've had, the lessons that I've learned, are the answers to the questions. Well, let me tell you how I've had this faith. It's because I went through this, and this is what I learned, and I've learned this, and I've learned this, and this is what works for me. So finding your destiny is daring to dream the dream that has been a part of you since you came into the body that you now inhabit. If you have lost it, which you really don't ever lose it, but if you have lost it, find it. Remember it. Think about the dreams you used to have and what you thought you would do. If you still have it, get it out of the box that it's in. Dust it off. Put it up on the shelf where you can see it. Make it very obvious in your presence, in the, where you live and where you work, where that destiny that you have, that dream that you have. Because it is in the finding of the dream that you are going to be able to stand in the power that you are. And right before we go to the break, I have something that I want you to read. I have something that I'm going to read to you. The thing that holds us back is not that we think we're going to fail. The thing that holds us back a lot of the time is that we actually think we're going to succeed, and then what are we going to do once we get it, once we start doing it, once we have it? The thought of actually having it is for a lot of people, it's terrifying. So I have this, you've all heard it a million times, but I think it's very important to get this idea as you're thinking about your destiny, as you're thinking about your dream. And it's called our greatest fear. Our greatest fear is not that we are inadequate, but that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, handsome, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us. It is not just in some, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we consciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So this is the time to reignite that dream that you have, knowing that it is the desire of your heart and that God was very clear to say he will give us the desires of our heart in his time, in his way. And one of the things that I do is I will remind God that he said that. Oh, by the way, God, thank you for telling me that you would give me the desires of my heart. And thank you for saying in numerous places in the Bible that you do not go back on your word, that you do not lie, that you will do what you say you are going to do. So thank you that in your time and in your way, I am going to have, and then I will state the desires of my heart. And as I ground myself in that, and as I feel myself empowered by that, that energy within me begins to empower other people. And I find that I have opportunities, even though I'm not doing my divine work at the level that I know that is going to happen one day. I find that I get to do it in small ways. And when those opportunities arise, I take full advantage of it. So in those moments when you find that God has opened up an opportunity for you to stand in your destiny, then do that. Don't shy away from it. Step into it very boldly. Because as you do it in the small ways, as you find, as God sees and the universe sees that you are faithful when you have an opportunity to do your heart's desire in small ways that maybe no one or maybe just one or two people will see. And when you claim that as this is just showing me that things are going to get bigger and bigger, then the universe starts giving you more opportunities and opening up more doors for you so that you find that this desire that you have in your heart, you're able to do that more frequently. So, having said that, I'm going to let Mark come on and do his mid-show thing.
Feels like I should dance or something.
Do what? Yes, really, you should.
Start dancing, right?
Yes, this is a dance. Go right ahead. One and a two.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. Make sure to check out our website at drconniesays.com. You can find out more about our shows and other shows by going to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And if you'd like to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. All right, back to you, Dr. Connie.
Okay, awesome. What I would like to do is a meditation. So, get yourselves in a position where you're comfortable. I know some people like to have the lights down, or they like to be, go someplace that you are not going to be interrupted. So let me give you 10 seconds.
There we go.
Am I back on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, on. Awesome. All righty. So evidently the universe wanted more than 10 seconds for you to be able to get yourself settled. So now that you're settled, what I'd like for you to do is make sure that your feet are flat on the floor, or that if you're lying down that your ankles are not crossed, that you're lying flat down. And I'd like for you just to take a deep breath from breathing deep in from your belly. And as you take a deep breath, I would like for you to do a body scan and find those areas in your body where you were holding tension. And as you breathe in, imagine yourself collecting that tension. And as you breathe out, just imagine that you're blowing out that stress and tension. So pay particular attention to your stomach, your neck, your shoulders, your facial muscles. These are common areas to hold stress. So again, a deep breath in, collect the tension, and then just blow the tension out of your body. And do that about 3 times, just a real deep breath of all the way, filling up your, breathing from your diaphragm, filling up your belly with air, your lungs with air. And then, and each time you're feeling more and more relaxed. And now I want you to find yourself at the top of the staircase. The staircase has 10 steps. There's a handrail. It's very sturdy. You are not going to fall. And what I'd like for you to do is to walk down this staircase with me. And with each step that you go down, you're just going to find yourself getting more relaxed and more relaxed. So with your hand on the handrail, we're going to start at 10 and go down to 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, you're getting more and more relaxed. You're finding that your breath is coming even easier. Tension is continuing to leave your body. 4, 3, 2, find yourself in front of the door. Before you enter the door, you look over and you see your guardian angel. Your guardian angel is going to be with you throughout the remainder of this visualization. So take a moment to greet your guardian angel and to thank them for being with you. The angel's holding a shovel, the golden shovel. And it's just the right height for you, it's the right weight for you. And as you walk into this door, you find that you're in a cave. And take a moment just to feel the presence of the cave, the coolness of the air, the dampness of the ground. You hear a creek, a little river flowing. You hear the water rushing over the rocks. It's very nice. It's light. There's shafts that come down from above, so it's nice and light. And right in the middle of this floor, you walk over with your guardian angel, and they give you the shovel. And your guardian angel is asking you now to start digging a hole in this cave, in the floor. So take your shovel, you begin to dig. The earth is nice and light. There's no stress, there's no strain. The earth is easily giving itself up to the shovel, almost like it's willing itself out of the way. And take your shovel and one more time, dig very deep, and now you hit something, and it's hard. So you're kind of excited, and you dig a little faster, And you and your guardian angel, you bend down and you start scooping the soft earth out of the way. And again, it's almost like it's jumping out of the way. and there's this beautiful box in the dirt. Pull this out. It's a wonderful box. It has rubies and diamonds all over it, and it's covered in gold, and the clasp is gold, and it has a key that's already in the lock. And all you have to do is you take that key, turn it, and you open the box, and you peek inside, and there is your destiny. There is that desire in your heart. There is that thing that is so important for you. And I want you to take it out just to look at it. And look how wonderful it is. And you look at your guardian angel and you have this look of wonder and amazement and joy on your face. You said, man, I never knew that I could have the relationship I always wanted, the job I always wanted, debt-free, to be healthy, to have my family whole and back together again, to travel the world, to have my own business. I never knew. And the guardian angel chuckles, kind of smiles a little bit, and says, you are down. This cave that you are in is not really a cave. It's your heart. It's the very essence of who you are. And this dream, this desire that is bigger than you ever thought it would be, has always been with you. So what the angel does is she shrinks it down, or he shrinks it down to a perfect size. And together, you and the angel take this and put it next to your heart chakra. And you place the desire. You place your destiny. You place that thing that is so important to you. And you put it in your heart. And you know that it is always, always with you. And it will continue to grow. And your guardian angel tells you that what you have is a very sacred within you now. And it is to be treated as sacred. It is almost like planting seeds and then watching the seeds grow, that you give it the proper light, that you give it the proper thoughts, that you give it the proper prayers, that you listen to the guidance of your angels, so that when the angels give you an intuitive nudge, you follow that nudge, because all of that is nurturing this dream. You also, you don't spread your dream out to everyone, inviting people to trample on this thing that's just now starting to bud. You hold it in sacred silence. And as you absorb this information, and as you understand, and as you commit to yourself to guard this desire of your heart with a sacred passion, then you take your guardian angel by the hand and you go back toward the door that is going to lead you out of your inner essence. And you find yourself once more at the bottom of your staircase. and you leave the shovel there, but you bring your guardian angel with you. And now together, hand in hand, you start ascending the stairs, starting with step 1, 2, 3, 4. And as you begin to rise, you feel strong and empowered, and you feel alive because you have this dream that you've dared to dream, a big dream, a God-sized dream, a something that's worthy of you, worthy of being in the universe. And you continue to go up 5, 6, 7, and by the time you're at 7, you're running up the stairs, 8, 9, 10, and you're at the top. Your guardian angel will go with you. Your desire, your heart's desire, is alive and vibrant in your heart. Take a moment to come back into the room. Take some breaths. And then open your eyes. And just for a moment, be in utter amazement of who you are. Be in utter amazement of the dream that you now have in your heart. So now that you have your heart's desire, what I'd like to do is do a reading for the month of December with the couching it in you being the gift. And what Archangel Michael wants to say about now that you have your heart's desire awakened in your heart again, and your guardian angel is with you, and knowing that as you be who you are, that you will touch lives and that you will touch people. So first of all, Archangel Michael wants you to explore your options. He wants you to not be so anchored into one specific mindset or one specific way of doing something that you would miss opportunities. Because now that you have this desire in your heart and it is awakened again, and you're mindful of your destiny, the angels are going to nudge you in different directions and open up opportunities for you. So they may ask you, it's time to look for another job, or move to a new home, or look at other options for relationships or friends or places you hang out. So this is an opportunity to look broadly at what the universe has to offer you. Another thing that Michael wants you to do is, in order for you to have the destiny and to be who you are, it's important for you to be healthy, not only physically healthy, but divinely healthy. So making sure that you take care of your body and that you take care of your spiritual needs. And one thing that God did promise us, perfect health. He promised us that we could have, that our, you know, on the latter days of our lives would be even better than you know, our younger days. So it's okay to ask God for a healthy body. It's okay to ask God for divine, for spiritual health. And to be mindful of, if I'm going to embody my my destiny, if I'm going to carry this desire of my heart and it's alive and vibrant and there, I need to carry it in a healthy vessel. So Michael wants you to focus on health, not only for your physical health, but for your your spiritual health as well. Michael is very excited to tell you that since you have done this event of putting your destiny back in your heart, you are now at a new beginning, and this is now a fresh start for you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your health is. I don't care what your financial situation is. I don't care what your job situation is. This is an opportunity for a new beginning and a brand new day and a brand new start. So Michael is very excited to offer you new opportunities. And the angels are just giddy. I mean, they're giddy and giggling and clapping their hands and jumping up and down. They're so excited about supporting you in the manifestation of the desires of your heart. And finally, Michael wants you to not wait for the manifestation for you to be happy. I will be happy when I have my relationship. I will be happy when I have my paid off. I will be happy when I have my new job. What Michael wants you to do is to be happy now. This is standing in faith and belief that even though I don't physically see it in front of me, since you promised it to me, I know that it's going to happen. I know that all is well. I know that this thing that I want so much, this job, this relationship, financial security, health, my family reconnected. Because that's the desire of my heart, and you promised me that, you would give them to me, and you don't break your promises, well, then it's a done deal. So I can be happy now. I don't have to wait for, you know, this thing that's going to happen. So Michael wants you to explore your options so that you don't stay stuck on stuck. That you let the universe have wiggle room and room to create and room to make things happen for you. And that you are mindful of your spiritual body, your physical body, so that you are housing your desire in a healthy vessel. And that you can decide to be happy now because this is a brand new beginning for you. This is a fresh start for you. This is a new day, new time, new everything for you. I have a song that I'm going to play here at the end that always makes me cry, by the way. And sometimes, again, God will use imperfect things to make perfect connections. And when we stand in our faith, and when we stand in our power, and when we stand in who we are, then it is a beautiful life, and it is a beautiful world, and it is a beautiful creation, and it is a beautiful way of being. So, Mark, would you like to give a blessing to everyone here before we play the song, and then we're going to end with the song. That's going to be the close. So I'm going.
But
we have
three readings we have to do first.
Oh, three readings. Okay.
And I already did the Diksha blessing during your meditation.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm ready.
Melvin, you're on the air.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can we help you this evening?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see, can you just tell me what's coming up for me, any good changes in my finances and job-wise, because most of the things that you were saying really apply to me as well, because it seems like I haven't lost my faith, but it seems like I'm a, well, I am a motivated type person, but it seems in the last 4 or 5 years I've been struggling, and it's increasing, it's intensifying. So I didn't used to be this way. I used to get things done and move forward with problems in my way. So, and it's just like when you was talking about in the Bible with Noah and everybody else. I catch myself in that situation. And basically, it has a lot to do with my with my health, and also with my finances, and with my kids' issues.
Well, I do know that a lot of the time, it starts getting the hard crunch really goes on right before the manifestations start happening. So if you can breathe your way and believe that it's going to happen, it's going to change for you, then.
Yeah.
And one of the cards that I did flip for you was that God is in charge of what's going on with you.
Okay.
Everything is going on the way that it's supposed to go on. Everything is flowing in the way that it's supposed to flow. If you'll just stay in the flow, you will go on. You'll end up on nice, easy waters.
Well, okay. And is that like in all areas of my life, or
if you stay in the flow in every area of your life, absolutely. God's not going to just say, "Oh, I'm going to do A and B, but not C." Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes, right.
It may happen at different times, but you're going to start seeing little glimpses here and there of how things are starting to fit together.
Okay.
All set.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, thank you
All
very
right.
much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Debbie, you're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you, Dr. Connie?
Doing very well, thank you. How can we help you?
I wanted to find out just what the angels, what's most important for me to know at this time.
Okay. You have a very nice spirit about you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you are calm, but you have a very calm spirit. I don't know whether you manifest it or not, but you definitely have it. The angels are asking you to have more respect for yourself, take care of yourself better, making sure that the company you keep, the things that you do, the things that you say about yourself, the way that you act towards yourself is extremely important for you in getting the next step into your destiny. I know that, I don't know where you're calling from, but if you can get outside a little bit, the fresh air and being in, you know, the invigorating outside would be helpful for you.
Okay.
And you're getting ready to make a turn again into a fresh start and being able to see things in a new and different way.
Okay. Do you see a move?
Well, I see a fresh start.
Okay. Okay. Because we just recently moved. It was an unplanned, unexpected move, and I mean, I'm grateful, obviously, to have a place to live, but we rent, and I want to own a home.
Okay, then that is the desire. I don't know if you listened to the broadcast or not. If you didn't,
I
go
did.
Back and listen to it. Do the meditation, take that home, put it in your heart, and know that you're moving toward it. And the things that you say about yourself, the attitude that you even have toward that apartment, is going to go a long way toward you getting your home. You know, honor what you have. Be grateful and respectful for what you have. Take excellent care of what you have. And then the angel girls will go, oh, yeah, they're ready for their home. Boom, there it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And last one. Is it Avatar?
Avatar. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you? How can we help you this evening?
I just wanted to see what message the angels may have for me this evening.
You're feisty.
Pardon?
You're feisty.
Yeah, I can be.
Yeah, I can. There's a lot of energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
The other caller was very calm, but. You're just, I mean, it's a good feisty, it's not bad. All right, so. Okay, something that would help you is either get some energy work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do energy work?
Yeah, I do energy work, but I've been having some energy work done pretty consistent in the last 2 or 3 months.
Okay, well, Keep doing that, and I don't know if you're working toward a specific goal with your energy work,
mm-hmm.
but you need to make a commitment to follow through with the changes that you're trying to make right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm committed.
Okay, and that you're, you know, everything, as you're doing that, then, you know, you will be protected. Your home, your valuables, your loved ones, all of that will be protected as you're moving into this, you know, changes that you're going on with you through the energy work.
Okay, that sounds good.
So you're doing all the right stuff. That's why you have all this energy around you, because you've been doing energy work. That's what it is.
Yeah, I've been doing quite a bit.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
It's working.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Yeah, we had some great callers this evening.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. I'm always so grateful for them.
I see trees of green, red roses. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.